Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, this is Bianca. Thank you. I spoke on Friday about the authorization for Stephanie Morales because I'm switching her HMO, but I haven't gotten paid this coming Friday, 3 weeks. I haven't gotten paid since August 8th. My rent is coming back around again. I've tried to do everything possible that I can do on my half to get this authorization through. But I don't know what else to do. And I was asking if the company could, like, give me a loan or something until the authorization goes through, because there's a guarantee that you guys will get whatever it is that you loan me back. But right now, it's just things are just piling up.
I completely understand. We're owned by a corporation. And the corporation, I'm just the administrator,
mm-hmm.
but we're owned by a corporation, and we use a payroll software to document all payments, and I can ask if they can lay out some money. I've been here for over 5 years. I have never had a yes on this once, ever. But I would be very happy to ask the higher powers
if that's false hope. Why would we do that? If they didn't do it for somebody, what makes my case?
I know. The problem is that until we get authorized by the insurance, right, we don't even have her file anymore because she was discharged from old insurance and the new insurance never activated the account. In Pennsylvania, the insurance puts it into a shared system that the insurance and us both share. They put in the file and the authorizations. We don't put in anything. All we do is do the scheduling and the billing. But the contract to allow us to bill and the authorization of the approved hours, that's all done by the insurance. And this is a case where we're most likely the service coordinator is simply not doing their job properly, because for services to be withheld like this for 4 weeks is majorly egregious. The problem we have is, again, unless I have her file, we have no way to even might get billing, might not get billing. We don't know. We don't have any way to even begin the billing process. And when we bill, it takes between 3 to 6 weeks for them to pay us. So the issue is with paying out is that we have virtually no way currently of knowing if we're going to be getting paid or not. If I get a written guarantee from the service coordinator, I could arrange something. But I need it in writing from the insurance that we are guaranteed to get a contract and an authorization. For the record, even with the written guarantee from the service coordinator, it legally doesn't mean anything. However, at least I can try to push that through with the owners. But the service coordinator can write us guaranteeing we will be getting a contract and authorization, then I can try to arrange something.
And then the service coordinator would have to write out a written statement saying that you guys would guarantee you get paid.
Guaranteed to get authorized for the time period, right, from August 1st to now.
Okay, so what if I told you I spoke to the service coordinator yesterday, and she said that she was just getting finished and she was sending over the authorization. When I asked Sarah if she had the authorization, she said that she did. Then when I called back and asked Mrs. Zelda said, I'm sending it now, and then I called Sarah and said she didn't have it. This has been going on since last Monday.
I'm looking at the file right now. We've never received her file at all. There's two steps. One is that we get notified that we have a new client getting placed with us, right? And the second step is that we get authorization. Since she switched insurances, the original file we have is closed. She's going to get a new file in our system because it's a new insurance. We've never received her file. She currently is not a member at all from us. I see in the state system that she has... She switched to Caritas.
Mm-hmm.
But until they place her with us and give us the authorization, I have virtually nothing. She's definitely not in our system. As a side note, for the record, Sarah is a staffing department. She doesn't really deal with this stuff. The best person to go through is your coordinator.
is her service coordinator, and she teaches.
Our coordinator. If you want to quote from our company's end, it's our coordinator.
Who is your?
Her coordinator is. Is Valeria.
Valerie,
sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I've spoken to Valerie countless times.
But again, from our side, we're the provider. We're the provider. We need to, since the payer is the insurance, until we get it, we're like everybody's stuck. We're all waiting for the insurance.
So how do we get to this? How can I get to this?
The service coordinator from her insurance.
Okay. But how can I go up? Is there any way I can go above her?
You can ask to speak to her supervisor or her case manager and say,
okay,
listen, we need it in now. It's 3.5 weeks. I didn't get paid, and we're going to be forced to, you know, I can't take care of her for free.
No, I cannot.
Right,
okay.
I completely understand. I feel terrible. The problem is that this is the insurance. This has nothing to do with us. She was discharged.
You guys are like my go-to. So
no,
I
completely understand. I can guide you, but I can't actually do anything with the insurance.
And I appreciate your reassurance, because so far I haven't got this much reassurance since I've been going back and forth.
No, it's my pleasure.
Right. But for somebody to take me through the process how you did, I understand it fully. And I will remain patient. I just need to know what to do and what's going on. When someone says they're going to follow up and no one follows up, it gets discouraging. I can be patient, but it's just like, this is like, I feel like I have no, I just feel stuck.
So do you know who the current service coordinator is assigned to Stephanie in AmeriHealth? So
yes.
You should give that information to Valerie.
Valerie has it. Yes,
so Valerie has it. Then that's like we're just all waiting for them. I'm just curious. The service coordinator is officially required to do put in the authorization request immediately when they get the case, and then do an assessment within 10 days.
Yes,
when did she do that?
She did the assessment not last Monday, the Monday before.
2 weeks ago, and they still haven't put it in?
No.
And she told you she was putting it in yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you should definitely try to talk to supervisor or case manager. Again, I would love to call ourselves. We can't, because we're not officially authorized yet. They won't talk to us.
Right. So it's just me that they're really talking to.
Or
so
Stephanie,
don't...
right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and again, I'm really so sorry. I understand what you're saying. And if it was my company, right, I'd front you a week or something. I would. I'm just an administrator also, and it's a pretty big company, the one that owns us. It's a corporation. You know, CFOs and his assistants, CFOs and vices, and they're very by the book regarding that. Now, if I have a written statement from the service coordinator, I could attempt to expedite it, and I could attempt to expedite at least like getting you a check cut for a week or two of pay or something. The biggest problem is we're not only waiting for an authorization from the service coordinator, we're waiting for the patient file. We don't even have her as a patient currently.
That's just crazy, and I don't know. She just keeps telling me all the right things. She's saying, well, I had two other people. I was trying to get her assessment.
Those are excuses, and they're not acceptable. It happens to be that they have a larger caseload in Marath Caritas. I've been doing this for years. I know it's rare for it to take this long, but it does happen. Probably about a dozen times over 4,000 clients in the last 5 years.
And I'm part of it.
Yeah, you got – it's like very unfortunate, and, you know, they don't – The problem is that on the insurance side, there's almost no liability. Like, they can't get in trouble.
Right.
Just because a patient didn't have services for 3 weeks, they could care less. You know, what? Who are you going to do? What are you going to sue them? Like, are you going to sue the insurance company? Like, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I guess it's just a matter of waiting. Has it ever...
No, it would. The fastest thing to do is to call in on the participant line and request to speak to... the service coordinator supervisor and or case manager. Those are usually two different positions, both of which are above the service coordinator. And then say, listen, you received our file, right? We swapped insurances. You received it. We were activated August 1st. It's August 27th, and we still don't have our primary service that we require. Calling the state is a waste of time. The welfare office, it's a complete waste of time. It'll take them 2 weeks to get to the insurance.
And never called them.
They're even worse than the insurance. This is simply a bad service coordinator or an overworked or I don't know. But the problem here is the service coordinator. They're the ones that initiate the authorization and the placements, and they're the ones that are in control on this type of situation. So that's the fastest way to get it fixed. If she claims to have put it in yesterday,
I swear she did.
Then it will show up in our system within 72 hours of that happening, which would be 1, 2, 3, whatever. Now, if I get it, you should just be aware. I know you're in Lancaster, which is a hop and a skip away. But if you are – if we get the file, like, after payroll closes, right, I don't want you to wait a week. What I'll do is I'll arrange for a I can't do direct deposit unless it's in payroll. But I can get a check cut and overnight it to you.
Okay.
So at least you can get it ASAP. So if she put it in yesterday, in theory, let's call it last night, right? So that in theory, I should get it no later than tonight, tomorrow night, then Friday afternoon, Friday evening. If I get it earlier than that, if I get it like tomorrow, I'll overnight you a check for Friday or Saturday. If I get it after closing on Friday, I'm not going to know until Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
Then I'll overnight you a check so you could have it Tuesday. But I'll get it to you as soon as I get as I can.
Okay.
Okay. And so you should go through Valerie. I talk to her all the time.
Yeah,
you should go through Valerie for communication. Sarah's super helpful and she's lovely, but you should just be aware she is a staffer, so
I thought she knew what she was talking about.
She does know a great deal. She has done a number of positions. Currently, she's in charge of staffing, though.
Okay.
And no, I'm not trying to tell you that as a criticism. I just want to make sure you're talking to the right people.
The right people, right? And that's what I'm just trying to figure out.
Right. Also, if you're having an issue with rent or any bill and you need a letter, just let me know, and I can explain the situation or I can talk to someone for you. It's no problem.
I do.
You do need a letter?
Yes.
It's no problem. So let me know what you want the letter to say. I'll get it to you.
Okay. I
can also make a call if you want, whatever you want.
I have a number, 718. I think that would be better. 718-443-3122. And his name
3-1-2. Okay.
2-2. And his name is Larry Henry.
I'm sorry, one more time that name?
Larry Henry. That's my landlord.
Mary Henry?
No, Larry Henry.
Oh, Larry. That makes more sense. Okay. Larry Henry. Okay, and you want me to just give him a phone call about my employee?
Yes.
No problem.
And also, do y'all have any clients for the evening? Do y'all have anything for me that I can do at night, maybe?
Let me take a peek here. 7:14, 7:28, 9:30, 37. You're only at 44 hours. It's not bad. In Lancaster, it's actually much less common to have the home care clients. It's a more rural area, but I might have some VA clients out there. And the VA clients are one of the good things about them is your rates might go up. The VA pays a lot more.
Okay.
They're low hours, but they pay a lot more and a lot more. So I can take a look. I can take a look and see over there if I have anything in the VA.
Please.
In other words, not through Medicaid, through the Veterans Affairs?
Yes.
Armies? So I can take a look. I can't look at the moment. I'm just finishing, we have to finish up payroll here. But I will do it ASAP for you, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to give Mr. Larry Henry a call momentarily and just let him know that hopefully within the next week or so, everything will be back to normal.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, ma'am. And again, I'm sorry we have to go through this. I apologize. It's a headache. We have been working on it as much as we can, but there's very limited what we can do if we're not actually placed with the client.
Right. I'll still provide Stephanie help because she needs the help. So I'll just have to be patient.
You'll be paid. I mean, God willing, you will be paid for everything you're doing. Everything.
Right.
It's just,
right.
Yeah, we just have to figure this one out. Or hopefully it comes in tonight or tomorrow morning. It may.
I've crossed
it's 48 to 72 hours from when they request the authorization from the authorization team in the insurance. That's the short version.
Okay.
They put in a request on a specific system they have, and for this insurance. Every insurance works differently. For Caritas, they put in a request. It gets sent to a team called the Utilization Management Team, UM. And utilization management will put it into the shared program we have called HHA Exchange, which you might be familiar with. All righty.
Yep.
So I'm going to call Mr. Larry, and hopefully we can address this shortly.
All right. I appreciate
Thank you, dear. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.